Three, two, one, let's go! Welcome back to Mission Forge. My name is Bobby Jankovic. Thanks for joining me. Mission Forge is where we engage each other, empower one another, and in doing so, we elevate the world around us. Most commonly, the world as it relates to real estate. This weekend, I went on a trip to the mountains and got to walk in a forest that had recently been in a fire. The forest fire had come and gone, I don't know exactly how long ago, I would say in the last couple of weeks, and it was very stark, very interesting experience, not something I've ever seen before in such a big scope. So it was impressive, you know. It was shocking. I hadn't experienced anything like it before. I know there's been a lot worse. This one seemed to be pretty bad, but not to the extent that it was damaging buildings. So buildings seemed to be spared somehow. I'm not quite sure how that worked. But anyways, I was struck by the immediate thought of comparison to what our industry is going through right now. The industry of real estate definitely seems to be on fire. You know, it's always been an industry of change, and we've been battling the disruptors for, it seems, forever, you know, at least a decade. There's been talk of, you know, new business models or new websites were going to make us irrelevant. And, you know, we would go the way of the travel agency, travel industry and the travel agent. Funny now, though, that you see travel agents coming back into the business. That's a total side note. But what I noticed looking at the woods as I walk through them, and I really encourage you to look at the photograph on this podcast, because it's so powerful, and what you see is there's so much opportunity available now. And it is not saying that fires are good, that's not what I'm saying, but now that the fire has happened, you can see there is opportunity there. Things are different. The underbrush is all gone. Leaves that were normally green are brown. All of the remaining trees have black around them. The soil has a crust of ash, you know, and I think all of that will become nutrient to help things grow back, you know. But the trees, they're not going to stop growing. They're going to keep growing. The sun is going to keep shining. It's going to continue to rain. And new growth will occur. The animals will start to return. You know, we hope they all, or as many of them, got away, able to relocate as this was coming. But what's left is now a new opportunity. You know, we all have decisions to make. We can continue down the path that was there, the trail that was there. We can look at new paths. We can see things in different lights. You know, we can kind of say, hey, what if this were to happen again? You know, did we cause this? Was this caused by somebody being careless? Did it occur naturally? Did it occur on purpose? You know, there are instances where fires are set purposefully. We hope that's not the case. But we need to sit back, analyze, reflect, think about things, plan, keep focused on what's important, that being the client, or in this case, the growth of the forest. So it's just a really cool comparison point in my life. You know, I'm 52 years old, had never seen anything like that before. I saw it this weekend, and I was just really struck, and I wanted to share the thought piece with you. If you're in the Virginia, Mid-Atlantic region, you've probably read about the fires up near the Luray, Virginia. Summer's coming, so we're going to hear about more fires. It's just a matter of fact. But in it, as it relates to you and your business, use the current situation as an opportunity to step back, think about things, reflect. Obviously, you need to know your value. You need to know your what are you bringing to the forest. You know those trees, they just aren't not going to stop growing. They will continue to grow. How can you shepherd the growth? How can you shepherd other people through the forest? Whatever forest analogies you want to make, you know, we've got to be good to the forest. The forest will be good to you. Prepare for the next fire, because there will be another fire. There always is. But hopefully it'll be far away. Maybe there's some forest management that needs to take place that hadn't taken place. But the forest didn't die. The forest will survive, and so will you. Thank you for joining me on Mission Forge. Please like and subscribe and share this podcast. And do please look at that photograph. It is a really cool photograph. Thanks for joining me. Bye.